Josh Tauzin? Tauzin? Tauzin?
Hi, everybody. So my 21st birthday was pretty great, actually. So great that it shocked my mother. So more on that at the end. So I drank a little bit in college. You know, I'm actually from Pennsylvania. I went to a small state school, IUP, out in western Pennsylvania. And I was really tight with my, like, I'm really tight with my brothers, two older brothers. They're like my heroes. And they're 8 and 9 years older than me. So they were really looking forward to coming out and getting me drunk. But not as much as my friends who lived with me at the time were looking forward to getting me drunk. So I lived with three dudes, and we were all really tight. And I've had a lot of really positive friendships over the years. And so many people, like, conspired to come out to IUP, which is, you know, kind of out of the way for a lot of people. Under 21ers, over 21ers, my brothers were coming in. This big, like, gathering for my 21st birthday. And I was really honored to have everybody, like, you know, hey, we're going to go out to Tauzin's birthday party. And I'm like, all right, cool, let's do this. And I don't know if you can tell by just looking at me, but I'm an extreme lightweight. They used to call me neck of a beer guy. I never figured that one out. But, so it doesn't take me much to get drunk. So, you know, I was worried about pre-gaming. Another fun tidbit is that I'm emetophobic, which means I'm afraid of vomiting. Ooh. I don't want to brag because I've watched Seinfeld one too many times, but I do have a pretty good streak going of not vomiting. So, but anyways, I was deathly afraid that this night was going to be the night that exit upstairs. So so I was trying to pace myself before midnight. We had to wait until midnight, so I had like a beer, which got me drunk. Plan ruined. But I wasn't crazy yet. But so we went out. We only had like I said, one beer before we went out, and then you know, all the people who couldn't go out with us stayed back and partied at my apartment, while all of us who could went uptown and partook. So I had my first shot with my oldest brother, and then it was downhill from there. I mean, uphill from there. It was great. People were buying me drinks left and right, you know, pushing stuff at me. I'm like, what's this? Shut up. Oh, okay, all right, fine. You know, I'm putting a lot of trust in my friends, which was probably foolish. But once we got to a certain point where I had no idea what was really going on, my middle brother shoved something in front of me, and he's like, here, drink this. I'm like, oh, what's this? He's like, just drink it. It's like a pint glass. I'm like, what the hell is this, dude? Just drink it. So I take a cautious sip. It's water. He was my guardian angel that night. He was, I learned this later, he was like blocking out my roommates. He's like, no, he's already had like 12. That's like as much as he can literally handle. So so I got really drunk though, and you know, I did not throw up. Thank you. I also cheered. And then the next morning, I woke up, and I was fine. Like, I wasn't really even hungover. I don't know how I did that. I had a lot to drink. But I think my one brother was seriously my guardian angel that night. That water must have really helped. So we're heading out to we're taking a drive out to Eaton Park, which is right on. Which is the drunk tank for Indiana, Pennsylvania. But anyways, we went there, and we were on our way, and my brother, being dutiful sons, they were like, oh, you got to call mom and dad. Tell them that you're okay. I'm like, all right. So I called mom. And this is the early days of cell phones. I'm like on this like kind of Zach Morris kind of thing. And I call home. And I'm like, and mom picks up. Hello. Hey, mom. How's it going? What happened? How are you okay? She was shocked that I could even move, because she was worried about me. And I'm a lightweight. So I was like, no. We had a great time, and everything went well, and we're heading out to get some breakfast. She was like, I think she was almost disappointed. I think she wanted to be a little more worried than that. But that's the tale of my 21st birthday party.